Love Talk Radio.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis.
Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Kim Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRoom.com founders R.T. and Kenny B., and many others in the field of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of GMG Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRoom.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
Welcome to the Thursday show. Yesterday I thought it was the Thursday show, but today's the Thursday show, and we're a Holistic Lifestyles radio show. And we're airing on WNN 1470 AM, and we're also airing on Blog Talk Radio. We're on the Twitter podcast. We're on Facebook. We're on all kinds of different things. And we want to welcome all of our listeners from here locally in South Florida and across the country. And thank you for your support, and of course your emails and all of your nice things you say about us, and we appreciate that. I want to take this time to just explain a little bit about Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Holistic Lifestyles Radio, our primary purpose here is to help people to discover and recover from all areas of their lives that they feel needs to be uplifted. Holistic Lifestyles Radio is devoted to hope. Our creative team is working diligently every day looking for incredible people from all over the globe who have a passion to make a true difference in all areas of people's lives. We are dedicated to providing our listeners with informative information on the latest advances as well as time-tested techniques in the fields of course, holistic lifestyles and holistic health, holistic addiction treatment. Different holistic services and holistic products, holistic pet products, home services that are green, environmentally friendly issues, and of course metaphysical. And we deal with the metaphysical on Saturdays here with Third Eye Live. It's going to be kicking off this coming week on Saturday from 4 to 6, and we're looking forward to Rashid and folks from Griffin's Loft being here for their first Third Eye Live. It's going to be like a little round robin and everybody hanging out, and of course we're going to have some fun with it. You can be listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show every day, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, and on Saturdays from 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to midnight, and that's all in the, of course, PM and Eastern Standard Time. So we are looking forward to having you check us back out some of them other days. We do a lot of different things from vegan lifestyle approaches to holistic approaches. We got a new organization coming aboard with us. We're looking forward to having them with us. It's the Holistic Healing Center out of North Miami is going to be doing a show. And every week for 8 weeks, they're going to be talking about different modalities. So we're looking forward to Christine and her people coming aboard and talking about all of their different modalities and different ways that people can be helped. So we're looking forward to that. That's coming up here. And we got a lot of other things. Hippocrates might be coming aboard with us, too, to be able to, of course, talk about vegan issues. And we have had Dr. Clements on a few times, and we're looking forward to having them back to talk about issues in regards to, of course, alternative approaches to eating and health. So we're looking forward to that. I have the opportunity today to talk with a lady named Jill Dane. And folklore has it that psychic ability is inherited, and Jill Dane is living proof. As the daughter of renowned psychic Mickey Dane, Jill has demonstrated a world-class ability of her own. When she was a young girl, Jill was sent home early telling the teachers what they were going to write before they even wrote it. So that's just one of the many things. I mean, she is considered and is currently, Jill is listed as the number one love psychic and the 100 top psychics in America and the most amazing teenage psychic in America in Ripley's Believe It or Not. So she comes with all kinds of many, many years since she was like 4 or 5 years old. We're going to find out more from her. That's what the interview is going to be about today. She's also, of course, predicted over 750 marriages. In 1992, she predicted the on television that the 1998 President Clinton would be involved in a sex scandal. She also predicted his election and re-election. She's been on Lifetime's television, Beyond Change, Geraldo, The Christina Show, Miami Tonight. I mean, I can go on and on and on. I like this last part. She actually predicted the outcome of the 1997 World Series 2 months before the game. I know some people that would probably like to talk to her in regards to this coming up Super Bowl, of course. So, of course, we have Jill Dane coming up. We're going to be interviewing her, and we will, of course, go to our first break. And when we come back, we're going to have Jill Dane, the psychic, with us, and we're looking forward to it. We're going to have some fun. We'll be back right after this message.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting oceans, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
Oral disease is the most frequently diagnosed health problem for pets. That's why it's so important to take care of your dog's teeth. With Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, you can easily do just that. Pets Life Oral Care not only removes plaque and tartar, but it also kills bacteria on contact, improving doggy breath. For best results, use the spray or gel every 3 to 4 days in the evening. pet's life is all natural, veterinarian approved, and 100% safe for your pet. To purchase the Pet's Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, visit PetsLife.com or call 1-888-453-4682.
Remember, Pet's Life is spelled with a Z. That's www.petzlife.com. PetsLife.com. www.petzlife.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lubber, toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773. 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Okay, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis, and we're on for the next hour talking with Jill Dane. And, of course, I want to take this time to, of course, thank our sponsors, First Step Sober House, Five In Adventures, Atlantic Shores Hospital, and Green Carpet Cleaners for making this possible. Jill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
So far, so good. Hey, listen, it's a little wet up here. I hear you are having a typhoon down there.
Oh, my God, it's monsooning.
Monsooning. I like it. Well, actually, we're catching the front end of it because it's starting to pour up here in Boca. But that's good because we're inside and we're talking with Jill Dane and we want to know more about you. And we want to talk to you about a couple of different things. First of all, you've been on WNN for many years and you do the Sunday show.
Yep. Yeah, almost 14 years.
14 years on 1470
almost
AM.
Years.
Wow, that's a beautiful
long
thing.
Long time.
and
my
you,
favorite station.
That's a beautiful thing. And you started your whole adventure as a psychic back when you were about 4 years old. Is that correct?
When I was 4 years old, well, my mom's Mickey Dane.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was young, when I was little and going into school, and it was a public school, I had, you know, teachers that all knew who my mother was and couldn't wait till Mickey Dane came to pick me up from school. But there was this one teacher that was very Catholic that stood on a chair and thought I was a witch because I used to tell the teacher what she wrote on the board before she wrote it. So they had to dismiss me for school for a day because they didn't know where to put me, and then I ended up going to Miss Kaplan's class. But all those other teachers couldn't wait till they all knew who my mom was. And growing up, you know, doing what I do, you know, all my friends, it wasn't weird to them. It was all natural, you know, and not like back in like the, you know, you could say back in the 60s and the 50s, you know. But when I was 13, I've been on radio since I was 6. So when I was 13, I got flown to do the John Eastman show in Tampa, and that's when I predicted the Muslim attack in Washington, D.C. that put me in the book. It's called Ghosts, Witches, and ESP, and I'm in the ESP part.
Okay.
As the most amazing teenage psychic.
You know, there's a question I have for you. I want to backtrack a little bit. You said something that was really important. You said that, you know, when you were growing up and around the kids that you hung out with, that they really didn't look at you like, you know, it was anything strange at all, that, you know, you were predicting things and you would come out with the things that you were coming out with that were true before
correct.
They even took place. And one of the things that I have is I have to say that the majority of the people, because Mickey Dane was your mom and you know, Gene Dixon and all the people that hung in that circle back then.
They were wonderful. They were. I had the pleasure to work with Gene Dixon, Dorothy Allison, Sybil Leek. I mean, all these people were magnificent. Some of them have passed away. My mom's still here. But they were magnificent, intuitive, and people.
And
you know.
And that made it probably easier for you, because you were around that group of people, to, you know, express yourself with your gift.
Correct. And then also, you know, my friends, they all knew who I was, and what I would do was nothing different, you know, to them. I was just Jill. And it's amazing. I was just doing a lecture in February, and a few of my friends from high school showed up, and they got up and told everybody, oh, my God, Jill was amazing, you know, at 13, you know, at 12, at 6, you know. So to them but you have to realize back when my mom was growing up, that wasn't supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather owned Warner Brothers and Fabian Theaters, so with Cy Fabian. So like Clark Gable and all these people would be coming to the home, and my mom would come down and say things that she wasn't supposed to say.
Mm-hmm.
So they took her to like the head therapist, psychiatrist, and the head rabbi back then. And they both said, your daughter is so psychic, you know. And she used to come down the stairs and she'd say, the pearls, firecrackers, firecrackers. And next thing, Pearl Harbor broke out, you know. So back then, it was something, oh, my God, what is this, you know. Now, people are more in tune, you know. So, and if it wasn't for my mom, and if it wasn't for Jean Dixon and Dorothy Allison and Sybil Leek, and a person by the name Sean Robbins and Paige Bryant, if it wasn't for these people that when I was younger coming out back in the late 60s and 70s, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Well, they advanced, you know? They advanced us and made it open for people to have an open mind to what we're doing.
Exactly, exactly. Like Brian Weiss, I mean, he used to see my mom, and my mom's the one who helped him with the Karen patient, and then he wrote the book Many Lives, Many Masters, you know, but... If that book wasn't written out, you know, people wouldn't be into past lives right now, you know? So, like, all these things got brought out when I was younger. And, you know, it wasn't different from anybody. People were just becoming. But then again, back then, if you would have asked, it's like when I was on WIOD at 15 and I would say to a person, you're going to meet a Sagittarius. And back then they'd be like, what's a Sag, you know? Or Mercury's in retrograde. They'd be like, what's Mercury retrograde? You know, at the age 15 when I was saying this. If you ask someone today, you're going to meet a Sag. Oh, my God, I had a Sag. I don't like them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you say Mercury's in retrograde, like it's coming up the end of this month, but people are feeling the effects right now because it's always 2 weeks before, people are like, oh, my God, tell me when the next Mercury retrograde is going to happen, you know. So it's different. Everything's been different going through the time, I guess you could say.
So, and of course, the network has gotten bigger over the years.
You know, there's a lot of people become more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with, you know, right now, even with the economy, I guess you could say what happened with the economy, you know, people have gotten closer, they've become more spiritual, they're becoming more into the religions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's amazing, more people are getting more in tune, like, back then, you know, if you could say back in the 50s or early 60s, some of these people that were very Catholic, that were very intuitive, you know, they had to hide themselves
mm-hmm.
from their parents because, God forbid, they were intuitive. Now they come. Now they're all coming out, and they're using their intuition. They're using their abilities, and it's wonderful.
Well, that's, you know, where I was leading with the question about young people. Because here's the reality of it. When a person finds out that they have the abilities and that they can start to see and understand things before they occur, you know, the first thing that starts to happen with a person is they start to have fear of it, like there's something wrong with them.
Or if they're seeing people that are not here anymore.
Correct, absolutely.
You know, like they're seeing their guardian angels or people that have passed,
mm-hmm.
which I call guardian angels. Family members that passed, you know, that's scary to them back then. Now, you know, now they're realizing, oh, my God, that was, you know, Grandpa Joe that came to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
He's trying to send me a message.
Absolutely.
So it's wonderful how life is changing.
And I think that, you know, the good news is that we're able to talk about this right now. We're able to share about it. So that way, if somebody is listening that might have, it, you know, a family member or maybe a child that's going through these issues, that, you know, they need to be looked at and nurtured, not looked at and, you know, brought down.
Brought down, yeah. Well, since I was little, I've always told people, listen to your children. Write down what they say. You know, write the date down even, because it's amazing how children you know, are very intuitive. And, you know, some are more intuitive than others, you know, but, you know, what they come up with and what they say, or they may even throw out something to a parent, oh, you shouldn't go on this highway today because I see something. And the mother's like, what, you know? And they should, and they push it away, but then they go on the highway, and now there's traffic, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So it's amazing what children do come up with. And I do encourage parents to listen to their children, and if they do see someone that's not here, listen to what they have to say about that person.
You know, one of the things that I understand about you also is that part of your gift is you also do medical intuitive. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you help a lot of people medically, is that correct?
I've been a medical intuitive my whole life. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, last Passover, I had someone sitting in front of me, and she's from New York, and I said to her, you need to go to the gynecologist, and I want you getting an MRI. And she says, well, I went to the gynecologist, and the gynecologist said, I don't need an MRI. And I said, you do need an MRI. Your stomach's going to start to swell. And I, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I said, please get an MRI. Well, come November, she had gotten an MRI, and she had ovarian cancer with 2 spots on her liver.
Wow.
And what happened was, thank God today, I saw her being okay. It was 4-stage cancer, and I just saw her in October while I was in New York doing lectures, and she's cancer-free.
That's a beautiful story.
That's
a beautiful story. What's you were just bringing up lectures and things of that nature. What are some of the lecture series you should do, and what are, you know, where are some of the places that people can go and actually?
I'm going to be at the Boca Comedy Club in Boca on January 6th at 7:00. And I'm sorry, nothing's on my website. My webmaster's coming back, so he's going to be posting everything tomorrow. So those of you, I'm sorry. But I'm going to be doing that. Then I'll be heading to New York, leaving to New York. I'm going to be doing the news station in New York City. That will be on my site on December 27th.
Okay.
And there's going to be a lot of other shows and lectures. And then come February and March, I'll be doing the New Life Expo in New York and in Florida. And then Expo of Heart, I think, is going to be in May this year.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of other things happening. We have a TV show coming out, and we're going to be starting to film in January, so I'm excited about that.
When is the TV show going to be airing?
They're coming to film in January. It's going to be me, my friend Deidre, and Tia, and Terry, and it's going to be a show. I don't want to give it away yet, but they're filming it, and then I'll know more of what's going to happen, and I'll let everyone know.
Beautiful thing. We're looking forward to hearing more about that, that's for sure. Jill, I got one more question that I want to ask you. And my mother, I was talking with my mother today, and my mother is just going through a lot of different things as far as she had cancer of the bladder, and she had her bladder removed and all kinds of things that she went through. And they're looking like they're going to have to reoperate on that. And she wanted me to ask you, because she's been one of the things that she used to go as when I was a kid. I was introduced to, of course, going to mediums and going to different readings, and I was involved with all of that as a young kid because my mom really believed. And she wanted me to ask you if you see an operation coming up in her life.
There will be another operation, but Mom's going to be okay.
It's a beautiful thing.
Tell her she has too many people above saying, stay. We don't want you up here yet.
Well,
too much to live. We got to see John get bigger and bigger.
Yes. Well, you know something, Jill, I appreciate that, and I'm going to let her know because she made me promise that I was going to ask that question. So the question's been asked, and I want to ask you to hold on, Jill, and we'll be back right after this message.
Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
Oral disease is the most frequently diagnosed health problem for pets. That's why it's so important to take care of your dog's teeth. With Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, you can easily do just that. Pets Life Oral Care not only removes plaque and tartar, but it also kills bacteria on contact, improving doggy breath. For best results, use the spray or gel every 3 to 4 days in the evening. Pets Life is all natural, veterinarian approved, and 100% safe for your pet. To purchase the Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, visit PetsLife.com or call 1-888-453-4682.
Remember, Pets Life is spelled with a Z. That's www.petzlife.com. PetsLife.com. www.petzlife.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers, toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773. 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the show, and this is John Hollis, the host of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We're on the air with Jill Dane, and of course Jill Dane is the love psychic, number one love psychic in the top 100 psychics in America. And we also have Jill that has worked a lot with medical and intuitiveness, and she, of course, works diligently to help people to understand their gifts also. If you would like to ask Jill a question, I'm going to give you a phone number. It's 888-565-1470. Let me give you that number again. It's 888-565-1470. And, of course, anybody that would like to call in and ask Jill any question, she's here to answer some questions today. And, Jill, how was the overall program on Sunday? You take inbound calls on Sunday, too. Is that correct?
Yes. I have listeners from all over the world, and the show's on from 3 to 4. And it's been a great show. I brought a lot of people to the station, and... you know, I love the show, and I'm not leaving. I'm still there.
That's beautiful.
But I had mentioned you were talking about the Colts.
Mm.
And I predicted the Colts from day one that they're going to be going to the Super Bowl, and I see them winning the Super Bowl this year.
Nice. You know, there's some. I know some of my buddies are listening right now, and they're happy.
Yeah, well,
they're happy to hear that.
Last year I predicted the Super Bowl, and I was on all the sports channels.
Mm.
And then when the Colts was at, I think it was 2 years ago, when the Colts were against the Bears,
mm-hmm.
I was in a big glass house that was in South Beach with all the, you know, we were with all the stars, and we were there for 3 days with the Colts, the Bears, and all the old Dolphin players and all the old football players were all down for the Super Bowl because it's here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. So I had all the Colts on one side of me and all the Bears on the other. And they're like, so Jill, and we all went down and signed the Sharpie wall. Sharpie gave us all this, everybody. They were giving away, like Ed Hardy was there and J-Lo was there and Mark Anthony. All these people were at this glass house for 3 days. And they gave us a rhinestone Sharpie pen. So we went down, and I signed the Colts, and I gave the score. And so when they were all in my lap, I said, well, I'm sorry, I see the Colts winning. And the Bears are like, you're jinxing us before a game. And I said, I'm not jinxing. It's what I see. I'm sorry. So the Colts said, well, Jill, if we win, we will be calling you and telling you you're the bomb.
Mm.
And so I said, okay, I'm going to expect those calls. You guys are going to forget about me. And they go, no, we won't. And the next day, on my answering machine, there was like one call right after another. It was wonderful.
That's a beautiful story. We have Lori on the line. She's on the line for him. We're going to go to Lori, and she has a question for you. Lori, how are you today?
Very good.
We're good. And Lori, what's you have a question for Jill?
Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Listen, I have always been a creative person, and I haven't done, like, anything creative in several years, but it seems like the creative juices have been flowing lately, and I have four different ideas where I want to go with some ideas I have for a business, and I don't know which direction. One is more for pets, one is more for people.
I like both ideas. You should honestly, and you no more procrastinating. You got to do it though. What is your birthday, by the way?
Lori.
No, your birthday.
What's your birthday?
Oh, my birthday is April 16th. So I don't have to say the year, do I?
Just the whole world's listening, huh?
Right.
Then everyone's going to know your birthday
year?
Like my mother does to me on my radio show.
What year were you born?
1958.
Yeah, you've been procrastinating this for a long time. It's time to start getting it open, and especially with 2010, I would go for all ideas.
All of them?
All of them. Because you'll be able to fit each one in. But I'd start with the people first and then with the animals.
Oh, great.
Okay, but start with people first. Then you'll be able to fit the animals in there and some other things that you have in your mind as well. But your mind is, like, so wide, you know, so don't procrastinate. Do it. I would start doing it, but start doing it after the retrograde. You know what Mercury retrograde is?
No, I don't.
Okay, during a Mercury retrograde, it happens, like, four times a year. And sometimes it doesn't hit certain people's birthdays, and sometimes it does. So what I'm saying to you is, starting with, you know, it's supposed to start with December 28th, but in reality it's 2 weeks before and a week after, because it's like a barbecue, it's still hot, it still takes time to cool down.
Okay,
and,
great.
And the meaning is things tend to go backwards.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're not supposed to sign any papers during that time. You're not supposed to make many decisions during that time. So, you know, like you have time right now, or do it after, you could say you do it after, like, the beginning of, like, February. Put your ideas together now and start in February.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Lori, for a great call. And we have a caller on line... It looks like I'm going to see here. It's going to be line 3, and it's Jiz, it looks like. Hold on 1 second. Jiz, how are you today? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you today? You have a question for Jill Dane? Hello?
Hello, yes.
How are you doing today? You have a question for Jill Dane?
I do, yes.
And what is the question?
Well, Jill and I had a chat a couple of days ago. I'm one of her Facebook fans. I've got a query around my career.
Mm-hmm. Jill, do you remember this conversation?
I can't hear the person.
You can't hear the person?
She
okay. So we're having a hard time hearing you. And Jill, you can't hear it at all. You're gonna have to speak.
I can't hear it at all.
Okay, you're gonna have to speak into the phone.
Hello?
A little bit. Yep. Can you speak into your phone a little bit louder so that way Jill can hear your question?
Oh right. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and ask your question.
Oh. Sorry. Am I live on air?
Yes, you are.
All right. first of all, hello to Jill again. It's Judy Bearer.
Oh, hi, beautiful. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you okay?
I'm much, much better in terms of having had the conversation.
Did you see what I posted on Facebook? I said, listen to the music, right? Music soothes the soul.
Right. I've got a question around when my projects really, really do kick off.
That's not going to happen, honestly, until the end of 2010.
Okay. I've got a question around when my projects are really going to kick off in 2010.
Yeah, it's going to be like more toward December of 2010.
You said 2010, December. That was your answer. Did you hear that, Jude?
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And
you're on a roll, so don't worry.
Sorry, I didn't hear the answer of the question.
Yeah, absolutely. She said December 2010, you can look forward to having all of your projects come due. Okay? Have a great day.
2010.
Yep, 2010 in December 2010. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, and we're going to go to line 4 with Gina. Gina, how are you today?
Very good. How are you guys?
So far, so good. I understand you have a question. We're live on the air, and you got a question for Jill.
Hi, Jill. I work with you on Facebook.
How are you?
I'm very good, and happy that I was able to go through to the line.
Thank you. Are you gonna come to the Boca New York Comedy Club?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to look for the info on your page, see at what time it's the event, but definitely, I'm going to see you there, guys.
Oh, good, good. You are
yes.
A sweetheart. Thank you.
So,
yeah.
You have a question? Do you have a question for Jill today?
Absolutely. I have a question. Hey, Jill, I have this strong feeling that if a special person is close, but I don't know how close.
No, not yet.
You know, when it's coming. Can
no,
you...
it's not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. Not the one. That doesn't mean that you're not going to meet other people, but not the one.
Say again. I can hear you well, sorry.
Not the official person, you know, meaning not your soulmate. Not the one yet. But,
I know what you mean. Yeah, I know. I know this. Not the one. but I'm feeling, that's what I'm saying, a special person.
Oh, a special person. Oh, absolutely. Watch after April.
I can hear you well, sorry.
Watch after April.
She said watch after April. After April, you should find that special person.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great.
Yeah, after April.
So,
I love it.
No,
all right, I'm going to let other people
You know, a lot of people are going to have good times in 2010 where they're going to, you know, meet some nice people or meet their soulmates, some people. And then 2010 may not be the greatest time for some people.
For some reason, I can hear, so I...
She was saying that 2010 is going to be a good year for some people with love interests and people that are going to find their soulmates. And, you know, some other people might be, you know, of course, having some trying time periods, but there's going to be a lot of people that end up finding what they're looking for as far as their love mates. Correct, Jill?
Correct.
It's a beautiful thing. We thank you for your phone call. What we're going to do is we are going to Tula on line 3. And good afternoon. You're speaking with John Hollis and Jill Dane. And I understand you have a question for Jill Dane. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. What is your question?
Okay. My question is how my year 2010 is going to be for me and my son.
Okay. And what is your question?
As far as health, economic, and dreams that we have.
Dreams. Okay, and what is your birthday?
My first name is T-U-L.
No, your birthday.
Yeah, no, your birthday. When?
Oh, my birthday.
That's correct.
8-11-1950.
All right.
Okay. And what's your son's birthday?
Yeah, my son is January 6, 86.
Oh, I love your son.
Uh-huh. How old? He's 23.
Yeah, he's 23, but still 16.
Yeah, he's 23.
Yeah, no, but he's younger than he is. You know, he still has to grow, and he's very smart.
Yeah.
And 2010, if I could say, is the beginning of a seed. It's not going to be the greatest, you know, of all the, you know, you're still going to go through some financial issues that I'm seeing. Can you hear me?
She said you're going to go through some financial issues.
You've been going through for the past, you know, you could say 4 years. There are still financial issues to arise. You still have to fix some of them.
Uh-huh.
But I like 2011 better than 2010.
Better than 2010. Okay.
Okay. So look forward. You know, 2010 is not going to be a drastic year, but that's the year that you're going to start fixing a lot of things that need to get fixed, especially with finances.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
We have
and Tula, you got to watch your knees, okay?
My knee? Wow.
Your knee.
Yes.
Knees.
Your knees.
My knees.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for calling in.
Tula, thank you for your phone call. And, of course, if you want to speak with Jill, you can call 888-565-1470. Again, that's 888-565-1470. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll have more of Jill Dane. Jill, hang on the line for us. Thank you.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and
carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
Oral disease is the most frequently diagnosed health problem for pets. That's why it's so important to take care of your dog's teeth. With Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, you can easily do just that. Pets Life Oral Care not only removes plaque and tartar, but it also kills bacteria on contact, improving doggy breath. For best results, use the spray or gel every 3 to 4 days in the evening. Pets Life is all natural, veterinarian approved, and 100% safe for your pet. To purchase the Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, visit PetsLife.com or call 1-888-453-4682.
Remember, Pets Life is spelled with a Z. That's www.petzlife.com. PetsLife.com. www.petzlife.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lubbers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show has a talented Jill Dane, psychic. Of course, she does a lot of predictions, and of course, the predictions that she does, and a lot of course, Jill is in the love category, and also you deal with the medical category too. Is that correct?
Medical, and I've solved murder cases. I work with police. Mm-hmm. We did a whole pilot a year ago on mm-hmm. some of the murder cases, and I've solved so far like 8 murder cases. And we're doing a documentary. We put it on hold until this year, and we're doing this documentary on a child named Megan Runo that was killed back in 1989. Mm. And nothing was done with the case until, you could say, 5 years ago when I went up there with the stepmother, who was correction officer at the time. And she's down here as a correction officer, and we solved the case.
Beautiful.
The day.
Beautiful. We have a caller on the line. Her name is Lisa, and her birth date is 5/16/63. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I just have a question. We've had our house on the market for 2 years, and I was wondering if you see anything happening, because we've got our daughter going to college this summer, like in July, and, the extra money would come in handy.
But you want to know something? It's going to be after the summer the house will sell.
Pardon me?
After the summer the house will sell?
After the summer the house is going to sell.
After, like, around August time, the house will sell.
Around August, she said that the house is going to sell.
Yeah, because,
okay.
and I want everyone else to hear what I'm about to say. is, you know, I made a prediction going back, you could say 4 years ago. I told all my realtors, get another job, because I saw properties going down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they didn't want to listen, some of them, because, you know, they're like, that's my life, real estate. But, you know, I told all my clients, sell your properties now. But I also said, when 2010 comes, property will start to go up. I put it in the Boca magazine in January of 2008.
Mm.
So you're going to start to see how real estate will start to rise a little bit in 2010.
It's a beautiful thing. So
at least you'll be able to sell.
You'll be able to sell by August. That's a beautiful thing.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And, of course, we have Mickey, and Mickey's date is 8-23-44. Mickey, how you doing today?
Hello, John.
Hey, Mickey, how are you?
All right. Birthday's wrong. Makes me a little older, but that's okay. You know I'm young at heart. I'm okay today, John, except I want to ask Jill about, you know, I've been sober 14 years, thank God, and all that. Everything's going good with that. I don't obsess anymore. But I heard about the fear of economic insecurity. And, you know, the set will leave you. Well, I'll tell you what, I love the program, but it sure hasn't left me yet. As a matter of fact, it's gotten worse. I'm just wondering if I get any insight. My first sponsor told me, he says, the fear will leave you. He says, that don't mean it won't come back. That sure wasn't the answer I wanted to hear, of course, you know.
Well, no one should ever live in fear. You should get the fear part to the side. You know, when you live in fear, you know, everything else crumbles down. You should be more positive. And your question was about the economics? Is that what was your question?
Yeah, he's asking about his economic situation. Is it going to get better for him? Is things going to turn around for Mick?
Oh, absolutely, Mickey. You know, it's amazing that I'm being positive today. I definitely see things changing. I mean, you've been through 20 years of a rough ride and a little bit longer than that. And you're going to start to see how little by little things are going to start to get better financially, economically, everything for you. So, you know, get the fear part out of your head, okay?
And I also see other
people behind you, so don't worry about it, okay?
I'll try not to. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your phone call today, Mick. We appreciate it. Jill, you know, this has been a great show. And we, again, here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, want to thank you for being our guest today. And,
thank you. It's a pleasure. It went by so fast.
Yeah, it did. We had some fun, too.
We had fun. You've got to come on my show, John.
I would love to.
So tell me a date, and we'll make it happen.
Okay. Well, you let me. It's Sundays, right?
It's Sundays from 3 to 4. And everybody also, I just want to say one thing real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the Globe magazine every week for my horoscopes, and at the end of this year, in December, is my predictions for the whole year, and it's a 12-page article of Jill Danes. So you can pick them up at the newsstands.
Beautiful. And when was that coming out again? I want to write that down.
That comes out at the end of December, but I'm in there every week. I do the horoscope for the Globe every week.
Okay.
So I'm on page 39, so but at the end of the year, you can pick up the 12-page one of all the horoscopes and the whole year of the horoscopes,
well,
of the predictions.
Jill, this is what I'm going to do. I'm gonna say that you let me know what's a good day for you, and what I want to do is come on your show, and then we can talk about helping people across the globe with all kinds of different issues. How's that?
Oh, sound? Absolutely. You've done wonders for people, and you should, honestly, you deserve an award.
Well, you too, and God bless you for that comment or that compliment, and thank you very much. And again, if it wasn't for people like yourself and, of course, people like your mom and Gene Dixon that, you know, blazed the trail for people like us to be able to have an open mind today, to be able to look at issues that we might have been closed-minded to at one time, you made it real easy for that transition for some of us.
Thank you. That's what I want to continue doing, so thank you, and I hope everyone else continues their path as well.
God bless.
And it's a pleasure. God bless you.
We'll talk soon. And that was Jill Dane, of course, and she was on the Holistic Lifestyles radio show. If you want to listen to this show again, you can, of course, wait about 10 minutes, and it will upload itself into the Blog Talk widget, and you can re-listen again. And, it, of course, you hear all kinds of great information from Jill, and we really appreciate her being on the show today. And to our callers, we want to thank you for calling in. We also want to thank our Thursday sponsors, the First Step Sober House, Dive In Adventures. Dive In Adventures is the bomb. Go to diveinadventures.com. You've got to see this place. It's unbelievable. They deal with different dive tours. And if you're down here visiting over the holidays, you definitely want to call them because they can help you out. Atlantic Shores Hospital and also Green Carpet Cleaners. Green Carpet Cleaners is, of course, a green way of cleaning the carpets. So that way we are healthy with the environment. We thank you for listening today. And, of course, tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we got, or 2 o'clock, we have the Dawn, the Picker Fixer. She's going to be in with a special guest, and we're looking forward to that. We will look forward to speaking with you, South Florida, and all over the globe tomorrow at 2. And remember, if you're above dirt, you're having a great day.
Those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsor. Does it scare you to know that bed bugs are real or that termites cause billions of dollars in property damage? Does it frighten you to know that cockroaches contribute to asthma? Well, it shouldn't. What should really scare you is not knowing these things, because knowing about household pest threats is the best way to prevent them, and it's a lot less thinking about them the hard way. This message brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Learn more at pestworld.org.
Demand more from your website. That's the theme of the Internet Business Hour, heard each week on the Health and Wealth Network. Join us every Saturday at 2 for the latest tips to help keep you up in cyberspace. We'll answer all your questions and share valuable insights, website, hosting, search engines, and more. The show will entertain and educate you at the same time, so don't miss it. Tune in to listen to the Internet Business Hour every Saturday afternoon at 2 on WNN, the Health and Wealth Network.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
This is a pre-recorded show from December of 2009, property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and Holistic Lifestyles Radio.